Then in 2000, the Democrats are again going with a Southern candidate, Al Gore, who had been vice president from Tennessee. He does not take his home state. It actually wasn't even all that close. And you get a very different map. You get a map that looks a lot like the map of 2004, with just a couple of exceptions, like New Mexico, Iowa, and New Hampshire. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same map. So even though Gore was another Southern candidate of a moderate political background, he was, by the time of the election, much more associated with the liberal wing. He ran on a more liberal or progressive platform, and he was also heavily tied in with environmentalism, being probably the greenest major candidate we've had, a strategy that did not sell very well in the South, didn't sell very well in much of the intermontane West either. But very, very narrow. And of course, as you remember, Gore actually did win a plurality of the votes, but did not win because of the Electoral College. And Ralph Nader, with 2.7, is often viewed as having spoiled it for Gore because of the Florida vote, where Nader took around 100,000. Going to Kerry and Bush, 2004, very similar map, like I said, with a few exceptions. And we will look a lot at this map in just a few minutes.